From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama travels to New Orleans tomorrow to mark the day 5 years ago when Hurricane Katrina slammed into New Orleans and the coast of Mississippi. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the president is expected to reassure the region that his administration remains committed to the city's recovery.
The White House says President Obama will commemorate the more than 1,800 people who lost their lives when Hurricane Katrina slammed ashore 5 years ago. He will also speak about the resiliency of the Gulf Coast, still damaged from the storms of 2005. And for the past 4 months, the region has been dealing with BP's oil spill. He will be speaking at Xavier University, where 1 year after Katrina, he spoke to graduates when he was a U.S. senator. The First Lady is accompanying the president, along with several top-level administration officials. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu welcomes his visit. Landrieu says the city still has a long way to go to fully rebound from levee breaks that left 80% of it underwater for weeks. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Incumbent Louisiana Senator David Vitter easily beat out his competitor Saturday to win the GOP nomination in that state. He'll face Democratic Congressman Charlie Melanson for the Senate seat in November. Vitter admitted in 2007 to a serious sin after his phone number showed up in the records of a Washington prostitution ring. Conservative commentator Glenn Beck was able to whip up a large crowd of conservatives and Tea Party activists on the National Mall Saturday. He talked about restoring traditional American values. It coincides with the 47th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. A group of civil rights activists led by the Reverend Al Sharpton accused Beck's group of trying to hijack King's legacy.
Anti-government march on the day that King came to appeal to government.
Sharpton's group held their own rally and marched to the site of the planned Martin Luther King Memorial. The Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition and the UAW led a group of thousands at a Jobs, Justice, and Peace rally in Detroit Saturday. Michigan Radio Sarah Swick has more.
The march commemorated the 1963 Walk to Freedom in Detroit. That's where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., joined by then-UAW President Walter Reuther, delivered an early version of the I Have a Dream speech. Jackson and current UAW President Bob King hope this march marks the start of a new movement to redirect national priorities. They want more investment in cities, industry, and infrastructure. UAW President King says the federal government needs to pay more attention to the needs of the economically struggling.
And we know that budgets and how governments spend money is a moral decision.
King and Jackson say the Detroit March is just the beginning of a larger campaign that will include a Washington March in October. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
This is NPR. Authorities in Canada confirmed they have a fourth suspect in custody in connection with a plot to carry out terrorist attacks in Ottawa. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the investigation has already led to charges against three other men.
The fourth suspect was arrested as police executed a search warrant in Ottawa. Two others from the Ottawa area, as well as a London, Ontario man, have already been charged after a year-long investigation. Police allege the men were part of a homegrown terror group that posed what they describe as a real and serious threat to the people of Ottawa and to Canada's national security. The three arrested earlier in the week were formally charged with others of plotting to knowingly facilitate terrorist activities in Canada and elsewhere. Security agencies say the conspiracy stretched to Ottawa, Iran, Afghanistan, Dubai, and Pakistan. Analysts say the recent arrests have refocused public attention on the fact that Canada is not immune to terrorist attacks, mainly because of its involvement in the war in Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The U.S. Marshals Service is offering a $10,000 reward for any information leading to the capture of a man accused of killing a sheriff's deputy from Utah in northern Arizona earlier this week. Authorities are looking for 23-year-old Scott Curley. He's believed to be hiding in woods along the Arizona-Utah border. Danielle is a Category 2 hurricane that still is far out to sea, but it's posing lots of headaches for lifeguards along the Atlantic. Dozens of swimmers had to be rescued on Saturday because of dangerous rip currents pulling people away from shore. Danielle's maximum sustained winds are around 105 miles an hour. It's expected to pass well east of Bermuda. Tropical Storm Earl could become a hurricane by Sunday. It's farther out in the Atlantic. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.
Support for